Welcome to this Bearing Point podcast, How to Avoid the Seven Pitfalls of Basel II Operational Risk. The Basel II Capital Accord is compelling large, internationally active banks to see operational risk in a new light. By formally introducing operational risk into risk management and capital calculation, Basel II is moving these institutions to explicitly identify, measure, and report information related to operational risk. Many smaller banks and non-bank financial institutions are following suit. In this podcast, we will discuss seven operational risk pitfalls that banks should consider as they attempt to comply with the still-evolving requirements of Basel II. To learn more about Basel II operational risk, please visit www.bearingpoint.com/Basel II. Precisely what Basel II will require remains a work in progress. Institutions are being directed to meet compliance deadlines as regulations are still being written. Because of this, they aren't sure what compliance means, nor do they understand the value they will derive from the effort needed to attain it. Nonetheless, they must proceed or fall perilously far behind. With this backdrop, here are the seven pitfalls Bearing Point believes you should avoid as you attempt to comply with the still-evolving requirements of Basel II. Pitfall 1. Waiting for regulators to provide detailed guidance and lay out an implementation roadmap. Soon, federal regulators are expected to issue a notice of public rulemaking that presumably will provide additional direction for Basel II implementation. However, you can lose precious time by delaying action as you await this guidance. Compliance deadlines loom in 2007 that will require financial institutions to show 5 years of loss data, along with potential causal factors for loss events. Rather than trying to hit the still-moving target of the regulatory requirements, you could be better served to focus on improving business performance. For example, conducting an analysis aimed at gaining insights and understanding to improve loan loss results can create business value and better position you to adapt to the regulations as they gel. Pitfall 2. Failing to understand the overlap among regulatory initiatives or dealing with them in silos. Basel II isn't the only compliance task facing your business. Sarbanes-Oxley Act is another. And too often, institutions address these and other mandates in silos, resulting in a waste of time, money, and resources. Addressing regulations in isolation can lead to two problems. One is the inefficiency and excessive cost of reinventing the wheel to comply with each mandate, rather than reusing existing tools. The other, equally serious issue is the potential for initiatives to diverge. Not only is the wheel reinvented, it's a different size. For these reasons, it is crucial to understand what regulations are relevant and how they interrelate. The result is an approach that is consistent and therefore defensible. Pitfall 3. Failing to make the link between information, technology, risk management, and the business. Knowing the linkages between sets of risk data, credit data, and finance data is a critical step in developing a Basel II roadmap. Some financial institutions are hoping for a silver bullet in the form of a technology solution to address the data and risk management needs of Basel II compliance. The trouble with this approach is that Basel II compliance is fundamentally a business problem that cannot be solved with technology alone. Still, some hope-filled institutions are relying on packaged solutions without making commensurate changes in business processes and culture. It's important that you understand how information is linked in a business sense before developing a technology solution. Pitfall 4. Attempting to build a Basel II infrastructure without data and technical architecture roadmaps. Whatever form Basel II mandates ultimately take, the accord will require the collection and integration of data in unprecedented depth and detail. This has compelled institutions to consider building data warehouses and the technical architecture they require. But build data warehouses for what? With the regulations still in flux, what information will you actually need? you should consider the technical architecture for addressing compliance in terms of how it can contribute to the overall health of the business. The operational risk component of Basel II is intended to identify large events that could potentially threaten the viability of your business. Because of this, the Basel II infrastructure must be embedded throughout the enterprise, spanning people, processes, and technology. Pitfall 5. Failing to generate the internal support needed for a smooth implementation. Risk management has traditionally been synonymous with audit. For this reason, business units have been wary of providing too much information. A top-down mandate is essential in gaining the organizational participation needed for successful program implementation. However, this mandate in itself is not enough. You need to generate enterprise-wide, bottom-up support by demonstrating the business value of risk management. What's more, you should align incentives so that people pull in the same direction. Pitfall 6. Underestimating the magnitude of cultural change that Basel II requires. In today's environment, treating risk as an add-on at the end of a process is not enough. Risk must be factored in at the beginning of an initiative and must remain a focus from end to end. Meeting Basel II requirements demands a cultural shift in how your organization views risk. Risk cannot be seen as something to address each quarter just before reports are due. Instead, the entire organization must understand and accept risk, and you must develop a framework for addressing it. Pitfall 7. Not correctly factoring Basel II into merger and acquisition strategy. Basel II can play into M&A plans in a variety of ways. For example, if the size of your institution is below the Basel II opt-in threshold for mandatory compliance, you might forego the effort to save time and money. But what if you suddenly have an opportunity to acquire another business, which would elevate you to the level of a core institution that must comply? Without proper preparation, this could leave little time to adopt the advanced approaches Basel II requires, potentially scuttling the deal. In another situation, you might be looking at a possible merger with an institution that already has a Basel II initiative underway. As a result, you may decide you don't need to address Basel II, as the issue already is being dealt with. In either situation, procrastinating can carry significant risk. In the first case, as mentioned, the deal may fail because of Basel II-related issues. In the second situation, you could miss out on the business value of becoming a more attractive merger and acquisition candidate through meeting the rigors of Basel II. Achieving Basel II compliance can be a complex, uncertain exercise. Yet the pitfalls we've discussed here can be avoided through a laser-like focus on how Basel II impacts your day-to-day business, where it intersects with other regulatory initiatives, and how technology can create business value. Don't underestimate the cultural change issues involved either. By building broad support for the Basel II effort, you create a sense within the organization that addressing risk is an ongoing business-critical activity and that failure to comply is not an option. We hope this Bearing Point podcast helps you sort through the complexities and avoid the pitfalls that Basel II presents. You can learn more about Basel II compliance strategies at our website, www.bearingpoint.com/Basel II. Thanks for listening.